Welcome to The Insurance Network, a podcast series focused on the success of independent insurance agents. Each episode will be featuring leaders and exploring new innovations in the insurance industry. Our host is Dr. Brenda Wells, the Robert F. Byrd Distinguished Professor and Director of the Risk Management Program at East Carolina University. Dr. Wells is a career educator and published journal author with over three decades of experience in insurance and risk management.
Hi, and welcome to the Insurance Network. This is Dr. Brenda Wells, and I thank you for being here. Today, I welcome Rodney Ledford from Chubb to the Insurance Network. Rodney joined Chubb in 2017. His current role for Chubb is Vice President, National Partners for Small Commercial. He leads the coordination of sales development efforts for Chubb's national brokers, aggregators, networks, and payroll-enabled agencies in concert with a team of Chubb broker owners. Prior to this role, Rodney served as regional vice president for the Southeast region for Chubb Small Commercial. Before joining Chubb, he spent 12 years at another national carrier where he held roles of increasing responsibility in underwriting, sales, and leadership. He is a graduate of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill with a Bachelor of Arts degree in Management and Society. Rodney, welcome to the Insurance Network.
Thank you for having me.
Sure. We appreciate you taking some time to share with us. I'm going to dive right in and talk about the fact that you have had a very long and successful career with the best names in the insurance industry. So I want to know, what first interested you about insurance? Why did you get into insurance?
Great question. As most of us in the industry, I think there's probably more today because of insurance schools being more popular in colleges. But, you know, I went to school and had no idea that insurance would be where I would end up. And it happened to, you know, it was a good friend in college that had started to work for, a carrier and just said, hey, he started working, he liked it and said, you know, it seems like a good path. And, so I joined the underwriting class back in 2005 in small commercial. I have spent, all my career, in small business. So. I started in underwriting and out to sales and then on to Chubb.
Well, you've worn a lot of hats here. So tell me, over the years since you started, how have your perceptions of the industry changed?
You know, I think, when you get into the business and you start out at, you know, kind of an entry level underwriting role, you know, it's very focused on that task right in front of you. And then, you know, as you learn more in the industry and continuing ed, and you kind of see how, you know, how much insurance plays a role in both the micro and the macro economy, it's vital right now. I mean, you know, whichever type of insurance you talk about, whether it be PNC, more financial lines, or even, you know, medical insurance, right? It's especially in today's world with all the topics that are, you know, either natural catastrophes or the pandemic. Obviously, insurance has played a huge role in any of those type of events. So, I guess you come into the industry kind of, you know, narrow and kind of more task oriented to, you certainly get a much broader view of what the industry can provide to yourself as a career, and then also how it supports the larger economy.
I feel the same way. When I started out, it was, you know, it's a job. And yep. Now I feel like I'm working in an industry that is a major pillar of the economy. So Chubb is a top line carrier with a very enviable reputation. Tell us what makes Chubb.
Sure. Yeah. You know, part of what brought me to Chubb, previous career I was at was very good, very strong in small business. But you know, Chubb was getting into small business. We were a new division as of 2016, and you know, for the most part, you kind of heard Chubb and, you know, in the financial lines world or the really, really large accounts, or if you're so fortunate to know Chubb on the personal line side, that means you've done very well in your life, because, you know, they really focus in on the high net worth folks. And that's, you know, that's really kind of the brand that a lot of people associate with Chubb. So coming to small commercial, you were like, okay, well, if I have the largest PNC carrier in the world who has, you know, significant brand recognition from a personal line standpoint and claims and the financial stability, you know, you get to a point where you want a challenge and something new. And certainly there was a ton of runway to kind of grow your career and learn some new things. Like I said, I'm probably pretty rare in these days. I've only worked for two carriers. I know a lot of my colleagues have been at numerous carriers. So I've really only had an experience at two. So I thought, you know, 5 years ago, it was time to maybe explore, just to get a different view on the industry and what's out there. And it's, you know, it's been fun. It's been challenging. It's still a challenge, coming into a very, crowded space where no one carrier, makes up more than, you know, 5 to 6% of market share. So, you know, there's tons of opportunity, but a lot of competition, and it makes you stay on your toes. So,
okay. Why do agents want appointments to write for Chubb?
Yeah, I think it's, and probably should have answered in the previous question of why Chubb, you know, the breadth of product, you know, the product line that we can offer, from specialty type products to, you know, of course, we offer the normal, you know, PNC coverages, work comp, auto, BOP, umbrella, but all the specialty products, from an, you know, if it's international or if it's financial lines, cyber, right? We hear cyber in the news a lot, unfortunately, these days. It's usually not a good thing, but I think that's where they see the brand and, you know, the claims organization most, you know, on the backs of how well they treat the personal lines customers and how we have always been known to go above and beyond in our claims organization. I think that's what translates well to an independent agent, that they could offer that to one of their clients, right? Because it's, we have to represent well because we're a representation of our distributor, which is the independent agent. So,
yeah, Chubb is very well known for that excellent claim service.
Yeah, it's what it should be, right? Like, yeah, I was talking with someone the other day, and it's really where you have to get it right, right? It's you know, with the day and age of how we acquire business and transact business, a lot of it's done, you know, internally, just input into a system, but where you still interact with the client or the insured is, you know, billing and claims. So mm-hmm. You have to get those two interactions right the first time, right? Because consumers are, they're like elephants. They don't forget, you know, it's when you only get that first impression, right? Is how you interact with, because most of the time, right? Like, if we're doing our job right and how we make money in the industry is like, we wouldn't want to interact with them. We just collect the premiums and hopefully there's no claims and they have a peace of mind. But when claims do occur, like, we have to step up and deliver a good service and fulfill our obligation.
Now, these last 2 years have been extraordinary with COVID and all the disruptions it has caused. Chubb kind of had to pivot quickly to continue to provide the level of service that your customers have grown accustomed to. What kind of changes did Chubb have to make to keep things running smoothly?
Yeah, it was, it was, I'm trying to, March of 20, right? And it was a pretty violent change is what I'm kind of calling it, right? A violent kind of, I mean, I think the, what resonates with me was, because, you know, you mentioned I went to UNC Chapel Hill, so I'm a big college basketball fan. The ACC basketball tournament was going on, and like in the middle of between two games, they just basically said, whoop, stop. And then that's basically when the whole country shut down. It's like when all the sports started going. So, you know, Chubb followed suit. And so we had to pull, at that time I was the RVP in the Southeast. So I had about seven sales folks that were all out and about. And, you know, so we kind of had to say, hey, you know, you have to come off the road. Everybody's going virtual. And, you know, then you'd go through the whole making sure everyone's technology works and trying to figure out that. And so I would say for the first, you know, probably 2 to 3 months, we were very internally focused of are we set up right? And is this working? And it felt like a lot of internal kind of, you know, just checking on everybody too, because we wanted to make sure they were all healthy. And then, you know, likewise, the agents were having to do the same thing, right? Like on their side. So I felt like those first couple months, it was everyone very internally focused of like, how do we make technology work for us and keep our businesses going and that. And, you know, and then ever since then, it's just been this ebb and flow and kind of a dance with one another of how we're going to live in this new age. And certainly as the pandemic, I don't know, you know, what the proper term is currently, but as it continues to go on, I do think it has shaped how we're going to interact as partners going forward. I don't think it's going to change. It will modify. You know, the sales call continuum is different. Agents' office looks, their offices look different with who's there and when, and, you know, a lot of M&A, and, you know, we're having to adjust our kind of expectations when we're recruiting for folks that they can comfortably interact on a WebEx or a Zoom call and do sales. So, you know, I think we've done a good job as an industry, really, and Chubb for sure is of kind of adapting. Because if you look at it, I mean, outside of the initial losses from a, you know, the BI standpoint and, you know, from a COVID exposure, I think the industry's done pretty well. Now we're in a hard market, right? So interest rates were low and we still needed to generate some underwriting income. So I think both agents and carriers have really adjusted well to it. So.
Okay. Well, what specifically have you done differently in your sales process that wound up working really well?
Yeah. You know, we had to modify. So it was, you know, one huge change, right, was the time with agents changed. So I feel like in-person visits, folks are a little bit more comfortable with more of a longer visit, right? Because there's some niceties in the beginning or, you know, whatever it may be. But really, you know, we started out kind of keeping our same philosophy of, right, you know, about an hour, hour, 15 minutes. And you learn quick, right? We're not the only carrier that's calling and asking for a WebEx to these agents. You know, I can only imagine, right? They were probably looking at their calendars like, well, they don't even have time to move. So I think we had to become very tight and with our agendas and meeting with a purpose, right? Like if it's two or three bullet items that you want to hit and you're just trying to connect with them to keep that connectivity, I strongly encouraged my folks to be on camera. That took some adjustment. I had us, you know, different people are more comfortable on camera than others. You know, when they came into the job, there was no expectation that was going to be kind of where we were headed. But So yeah, I think specifically for us, it was we really tried to keep that personal touch. So video was highly encouraged, both internal and external, actually, for meetings. And then keep your meetings to 15 to 30 minutes, and make sure you're really giving them a reason why they're on the call, and probably, you know, shorter, more frequent touches, opposed to that kind of traditional sales cycle of, you know, I'll probably see you, you know, once every 6 weeks or once every 4 weeks.
Now, with COVID still something to be reckoned with, what do you personally miss from the pre-COVID days in your role?
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly the personal interaction and the travel and getting out and with folks. There's a reason why, you know, I started in underwriting and then I transitioned to sales and outside. I need that interaction and relationship building outside of, you know, talking insurance. I think there's, you know, certainly the being able to treat folks to dinner and attend some of the conferences and getting to see folks that way. I think that's what I miss most. I do think conferences are hard to do virtually. I think
agree.
I think you can get content, but it's not the same for me anyway. But no, I'm a people person. I like that, you know, hang out and get stuff done, but I'm certainly a more of a relationship kind of driven business person.
Now, our audience is largely made up of independent agents and dedicated agents. What would you tell them to do to enhance the relationship that they have with Chubb? Or if they don't have a relationship yet, how might they establish one?
Sure. Yeah. You know, we're working on it. We've started with, you know, Smart Choice in the local here in Greensboro. It was intentional, right? So we wanted to make sure we got it right. And we are slowly starting to figure out how we could possibly get our distribution channels up and across the country. But no, I think it's, you go to chubb.com, or probably a better place would go through internal to the Smart Choice state territory or territory manager and inquire about what Chubb can offer. But I would certainly encourage you to go to chubb.com first and just, you know, go around in there. There's a ton of information and products that we offer. And then you'll notice there are certain industries and segments that are not what we are looking to grow in. And that's fine. We can't be all things to everybody. But no, I think it's, if you're looking to figure out how you can continue to expand product lines with your current customer base or have more product lines for new customers, I think from a small business standpoint, Chubb by far is leading in that. We, you know, especially from a servicing standpoint, and what differentiates us is we have the ability to put a lot of our financial lines products in our service center, which is different from others.
Chubb has historically been a middle market and high net worth personal lines market carrier, but you rolled out Chubb Small Business in North Carolina. What prompted that expansion and how successful has it been?
Yeah, you know, I think it was, you know, Chubb and Ace, you know, they came together back in 15. I think, I don't think Chubb did hardly any small business at that point, but I think Ace did have a small business division. So I think it was always a kind of a vision of, you know, Evan Greenberg, our CEO. And, you know, I think it's the full complement of products, right? Like it's really who else out there can say we can write, you know, somebody that has 10,000 in revenue for their pie business to we insure one of, you know, the largest Fortune 500 company in some sort, you know, maybe we have a product line with some Fortune 500 company. So it's really, I think that is what drove the company to explore small business. And also, as I mentioned before, I mean, it's just huge market opportunity, right? Like it's small businesses is what's growing. It's, I think we've even seen an uptick here recently with small businesses opening in the pandemic. So hopefully we'll continue to see that.
You have a lot of history with independent agents. How has that relationship spelled success for Chubb and for those agents?
Yeah, no, certainly. As I mentioned before, I'm a relationship person. So it's always good to have as kind of called the friends and friends and family, right? Folks that you've either interacted with in previous roles or whatnot, and doing it all in an ethical way. I'm never one to, I just always focus on the carrier that I'm with and what we can do for them. But it's, certainly the independent agent channel is huge for our business, right? That is where the small businesses seek to get guidance and placement of their insurance. And Chubb recognizes that. And, it's a huge part of our distribution model. And, we'll have independents, we'll have the brokers, we'll have the aggregators, we'll have the networks, and we'll have, the really, 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 well, I guess I mentioned brokers, but really large, the brokers of the world that place the Fortune 500 business.
I think we can agree these are some pretty weird times we're living in. What can independent agents do differently to stay ahead of all the change?
Yeah, I would say try to force yourself to stay engaged as much as possible. I've never been on the agency side. I talk to a lot of folks and have a lot of relationships. I'm assuming some of the networks and the business networks and the rotaries and all the places they find leads and trying to build out their pipeline for new carriers or new insureds. I think I'm assuming those went virtual. I would stay in contact with that, and continuing ed is always something that I promote. CPCU, CIC, CRM, all that just continues to build out your product, right? Because what you want to prevent against is, as the independent agent, I would presume, is the direct to consumer, right? Which we see on TV and all the commercials all the time. But we know as professionals that most folks need to, they want a consultant. They want someone that's going to guide them right in the placement of their business. So I think staying educated and know the technology and know how to sell against it and know the technology and how to use it for your own benefit.
Me personally, I would also advise them to get comfortable with that video and that audio, because I think everybody the first time hates the way they look and sound.
Oh yeah,
on camera.
For sure.
What has Chubb done to make the role of an independent agent better and more profitable?
I think each carrier approaches it differently. I think for us, we're still, like I said, we're young to this particular segment of agent, as far as like, if I'm just focusing on small business, but, we certainly have our contingency plans that are more targeted for our smaller shops and then contingency plans and profit sharing, I think use those interchangeably for the larger firms. So, our commission, we pay competitive commissions across, if you compare us to national carriers, that's a big delineator for us, is making sure we're comparing apples to apples. Because when you do get the Chubb product and you have the Chubb plaque, we do offer more products, better claims than, someone that could be paying you more commissions, but, they're more regional in size and scope and offerings. But, that's a choice that the consumer and the independent agent chooses at the time of sale. And so, yeah, but no, that's, I think we do a great job of knowing the importance of the independent agent in the insurance distribution channels.
I understand that you had a role in getting Smart Choice Agents Network up and running with Chubb. Mm-hmm. How did you see the value of that network? How did it benefit Chubb? How does it benefit the agents and the policyholders?
Yeah, no, I first and foremost, Oliver, I've known Oliver Trevieso for a long time. Again, it goes back to the friends and family and the relationships that you build along the way in your career. And it was interesting because I personally, in my previous career, did not work with Smart Choice, knew of the operation, had friends that worked for other carriers that knew the operation, knew the potential, knew what that organization had the ability to do. So I was intrigued by it to see how we could get in early and really try to become a strategic partner for them. And it's really just been a great partnership and a lot of working together and collaboration of how we can work and, in support of the Smart Choice and Smart Start program in Greensboro. I think that is the success there is what's led us to start the first kind of round and discussions and scoping and mapping of rolling out the subcode or direct access to Chubb Marketplace through other Smart Choice agents that's in the net, those that are in the network.
What do you have planned for the future in regards to independent agents and networks such as Smart Choice? What's on the horizon for us?
Let's see. I'm five months into the role. So this is a new role for Chubb. So I'm the first, and full disclosure, I was probably more Southeast RVP and up until December, because we didn't hire a replacement. So, I think what's in store is a little bit, certainly an enhancement on communication. We'll be looking to try to drive some national strategy. I think the networks and, certainly Smart Choice, I think there'll be a different level of reporting and kind of capabilities of and offerings. So really it's, now that there's a point person that can kind of herd all the cats, because it's hard to do and coordinate a countrywide network, much easier to do regionally or something that's located within a state. But when it's countrywide, you have different product needs, different cat exposures, different independent agency makeups. It's just a much bigger opportunity is what we'll call it. But yeah, just a centralized person that can drive strategy. We know that compensation and contingency and access to quoting directly on Marketplace is everything that, or I shouldn't say everything. It's a lot of what a lot of these larger networks aggregators are looking for. So yeah, no, it's I'm excited. It's gonna be fun. It's gonna be different though, because as I said, Chubb has really not played much in the small business aggregator network prior to us coming in. When I say us, it's small commercial coming in 2016. So,
well, Rodney, I have one last question for you.
Okay.
Tell us one fun fact about Rodney that has nothing to do with insurance.
One
it can be anything.
Let's see. I have been on ESPN before, because when I was at the UN, when I went to school at UNC Chapel Hill, I was fortunate to live across the hall from Vince Carter and became friends with him. And when he came back to graduate, we sat together, and it was a big news story. So, so I got to get the benefit of when Vince came back to graduate at UNC. It was kind of a big story then, because they were in the playoffs, and he kind of got some flack for it. If you're an NBA basketball fan, you would remember. But if you Google it, Vince Carter graduation, you'll see me standing right beside him. So that's my little claim to fame.
That's cool. Rodney, thank you so much for your time today. Yeah. I want to really appreciate you spending some time with me and sharing your thoughts and ideas with our listeners. Please feel free to come back again.
Thank you. It was great. Appreciate you having me. Really excited to see where, I'll just say Chubb in general, I want to limit it just to Chubb Small Business. Chubb and the Smart Choice Network is going. Had tremendous growth within the last 2 years, our first two and a half years together. And I think we've only hit the tip of the, like just a slice of it. So I'm excited. I think there's a lot to do there and really grateful for you having me today.
All right. Well, I want to thank all of our listeners. This is Dr. Brenda Wells saying thank you for joining us for the Insurance Network.